Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life. I'm recording these at odd days and odd times, as you know. Today is the 28th of May, and it's 5:30 in the evening, all coming up to. I am at home today. I'm just sorting out some washing and bits and pieces. I have lit the Essie, which you may think is madness on a hot day like we've had. We've had temperatures in their 30s in the polytunnel, in their 40s, I think up to 44 or something. Quite astronomical. And that is, of course, in a polytunnel. And you might say, well, why? Why are you lighting your fire? Because it is the only way I can heat the water and cook. I can cook on an induction hob, or whatever it is. An induction hob, is that what it is? I forget the proper term. I think that's what it is, which I have, but it's only got one ring. And anyway, I need the hot water. For washing up and for bathing and all the usual stuff that one does. So it's about this time in the summer when at home I usually get it going. A couple of hours probably is all it needs. However, I've got a load of washing to sort out today. And I've got a new tobacco to try, which I want to try before the pipe smoking show. But first, I'm going to get, sorry about this, you've got all this erroneous sounds. I'm just sorting out washing into piles. And then I've got some sheets that I have been washing, which need to be hung up in front of the fire. I mean, that's the other thing. I can't remember if I washed this shirt or not. If not. I think it looks pretty. It looks pretty clean. This is the trouble. These shirts are so worn now. Yes, that's clean. Those socks aren't. Grand. I think that's it really. So I'm just going to. I meant to bring. Wash these tea towels as well, I think. Yes, they honk. That's the trouble. You can very, very easily forget about the tea towels, can't you? And they may look clean, but they could easily honk, and sometimes they do. I'm just going to get this done. Bear with me. I hope that's okay. The domestic life behind the scenes. I had to go to Charlie's farm shop today and to get some more raw milk because we were running out. I'm aiming to go to the land at the weekend. It looked like it was going to rain. Bloody needs to, because everything is fizzling out. And if it doesn't rain, well, there we go, empty. If it doesn't rain, we are in deep doo-doo, as they say. I don't know how much they say it, but that is what they say. So I just need to sort out these clothes, and we'll go and open up a thing. So let me just get all this in the washing machine. And we've used in the past soap nuts, which are pretty good. And also, we have used, well, what are we using now? I'm just looking for the, where is it? Oh, it's here. Minimal non-bio laundry liquid for fresh linen. Natural, what does it say? 100% natural origin. So it says, right. Any other bits? Oh yes. these items, and then we'll be all right. I have got to hang up the sheet. Yes, so we got some sausages, some the flat ones, beef burgers. I've got some chicken, which I'm going to cook tonight, which is lovely, and that's about it. Right, so let's get this on. There we go. Just try some of this minimal stuff. I went down to the town today and I had some, well, what would you call them? Odd thoughts, but I meant, hang on. I have to disappear down a hole, almost down a hole, underneath the sink to kind of see the dial to get that on the quick wash. I'll just let that fill up with water whilst it does its first wash. I what is it when you have an epiphany, I suppose? It's kind of like that. I had this feeling, and I don't know whether anybody else has had this or shares this sort of idea, but as I came back, I was watching people, and I just thought, and I was watching people in their cars, and I was watching people walking and in and out of shops and buying, and how they were dressed, and, you know, they adorned themselves with these tattoos. They had all commercial, but holiday-type shirts on, and they were look pasty. A lot of these people, I suppose, because what made me look at other people, I suppose, if I'm brutally honest, is I looked at myself in the mirror, and I thought to myself, good God, you're brown. Because I've been outside a lot. Been outside. And I thought, blimey, my head particularly. But also when I was scything, stripped to the waist in my shorts, and scything away in this brutal heat, putting the cut grass, gathering it up, raking it and what have you. So it's quite a bit, not all of the 2.5 acres, of course, where we're doing that, but quite a bit of it, and many other tasks. And yes, being outside, you see, and I was looking at these people thinking, blimey, they all look a bit pasty, and white, and overweight, a lot of them. They're all eating funny foods that don't keep them well, and they're not exercising. And some of them's bottoms were huge. And you think, you don't get off your bottom very often. You flop on the sofa and you perhaps sit down at work and you perhaps play games on the computer. I mean, it's not for me to... I'm not judging them as such by equating... Hello, cat. I'm not judging them... I'm observing them. I'm describing them as I observe them. That is not the same as judging them. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's their lives to do as they so wish, of course. So I'm not necessarily. And even if I am judging them, I mean, that's another. It's another thing altogether, topic of conversation. Many people say, "Well, I'm not judging you," but we do, don't we? I mean, if we are absolutely honest with ourselves, we do judge everybody. We judge immediately. We judge people what mood they're in. Excuse me. We judge them about what they're wearing, whether we've known them or not known them. We make these judgments all the time. Are they going to be violent? Are they friendly? We're judging all the time. But then, of course, I suppose when people say, "I'm not judging you," I guess it's a sort of social judgment that we make. It's an assessment, isn't it? We're assessing people and we come to a conclusion, and I suppose after a bit of time we might change that assessment, and that conclusion may not be the same as we first thought. We may think that they're haven't got a sense of humour, for example, only to discover later on that they have an amazing sense of humour, but in an area that we least expect it. Anyway, I was watching these people. That wasn't really what I was trying to say. What I was trying to get to was I was watching these people. But not just people. That's the thing, the cars and the buildings. And I thought to myself, this is all a game, isn't it? You know, from a completely and utterly spiritual point of view, this is just a game in a way. We're fussing about with cars, and we're fussing in and out and buying bits of unnecessary food, confectionery and things like of that ilk. And we're doing things that we, you know, you just think, well, it's not overly important. Or is it important? But what I suppose what I was coming to in my consideration, as my observations and consideration as I was walking along, was simply, what is it? What is this point? What, you know, we've made these worlds, as we have them, worlds of concrete, worlds of convenience, worlds of doing all these things, and we lose ourselves in there when. Maybe there are bigger things that we should be considering and thinking about. Of course, what is bigger and more interesting and more important, I suppose, is going to change from person to person. And I guess it's really because I've spent quite a bit of time now on the land. When I come back to the town and I go into the town, I suppose the town, because it's not the natural world, it is a man-made and constructed world, it seems as if it is more false than ever before. I think when you live in a town and you stay in the town and you might walk into the country and come back, I think, you know, towns can look alien to rural people just as the rural places can look alien to them. Sorry, I'm moving around a bit. I need to wash my eye in this light. Sorry, in this heat. Even though it was sort of some 10 years ago that I had my eye problem, even then, what did I say, 10 years, 20 years, 2006, it really flared up. And so 20 years ago, and then I had 4 years to 2010. So 16 years ago, I had my eye out, but I've had the problem for 20 years. Since having the prosthesis for 16 years, it still is trying to be rejected by the body, which, as you can imagine, is bloody nuisance. And in this sort of heat, I don't know whether it's because it's a certain type of humidity, but which, whatever it is, it doesn't like it, and it starts to produce a sort of pus, pug, I call it, but people don't like that word, some form of mucus, I suppose it is, isn't it? Some form of mucus. Anyway, right, I need to hang these sheets up and then I'll get to this pipe. Hope you're bearing with me on all of this. I'm sorry about the rumblings of the noises. I've just got to sort a few things out here. The fire is going well. I've got a sheet and a duvet that I meant to hang up earlier, or take out the... I meant to take it out of the washing machine earlier. We'll get it up anyway in front of the fire. That is, if I don't drop the pegs all a blinking time, which I do have a habit of. Ah, come on, up you go. Sometimes I don't know whether you have this, you're hanging something up. Perhaps you don't hang them up in your home in the same fashion. And you get the peg on, and then the other end falls off. I need to fold this over a bit more. What I have here is a non-fitted sheet. You can buy fitted sheets. They seem to be 10 a penny. Funny, isn't it? I just want a square of cotton, and that seemed at the time to be inordinately difficult to get a reasonable quality one. Is that off the ground? It's funny, isn't it? I think it's just off the ground. I don't want it trailing on the ground. It's just off the ground. Fire is doing its thing. Of course, it'll heat up really hot in here, because it's hot in here already. Washing machine is gurgling away. I've got some washing up to do from earlier on today. And no doubt the cats will want feeding. The thing about duvet, do you have this problem? Bloody duvet always seems to swallow up washing on the inside of it. I'm sure it's just physics working as it tumbles around in the washing machine, but you're often saying, what is that object in there and why is it lumpy? And then you're trying to fish the thing out, as I am now. It is actually a cushion cover, but can I find my way into the blessed thing? No, I can't, and I can't, yet the cushion cover managed to find its way in. I've managed now to find the hole, but now I fell out. Where is this sodding? I want to get on to have this pipe with you. There we are, I found it. Right. The next task is just to hang this one up. And this is the duvet cover. And it's not quite square, is it? It is an oblong shape. I don't know which way round. And it's a sort of, it's got a pattern on the front. But not a pattern that you would, you know, like a picture pattern, like leaves. It's just like a quilt. It's been a stitched pattern, so it's kind of lumpy. This isn't working very well, but I'm getting it up there. It's only because I'm recording. Where are you? And I'm desperate to get into the thing. Everything's just taking much longer, and I keep thinking, just pause the tape recorder. But anyway, it's on. I haven't needed the thingies, the hooks, not the hooks, you know what I mean, the pegs. And I've got these small little logs, quite a few of them, to stick on the fire. And there it is. Right, the time has come. 18 minutes. This is ridiculously long and probably utterly boring. And I apologise, but I don't make any amends to change it, you may have noticed. Right, I'll tell you what I'm going to smoke. And firstly, I'm going to smoke my Heriot pipe. Chris Heriot's pipe, which is a fantastic pipe. And I thought I would have a go at this one, which is called, it's by Rattray's, and it's Hal of the Wind. And it says on here, Hal of the Wind is a Virginia-based mixture, fire-cured Kentucky, is added to a base of a variety of Virginias and Perique and completes this mixture. It's then pressed and finally rubbed by hand into a broken flake. Broken flake. That in itself sounds fascinating. I've lost my hanky. because my glasses are all in a mess. So we'll see what that is. This one is in a... Oh, I see. To me, that's more like a shag. It's in a tin with one of these, like you get on these fizzy drinks, a lid that you can pull off. An interesting idea. It is very grassy. I've been scything, as you know, and actually it does smell like freshly cut grass. I've often wondered if you were to take grass, certain type of grass perhaps, and dry it, whether, I mean, you could smoke it, of course, but would it have, could you, you know, is tobacco really the only leaf? I did try to dry some dock leaves because they were quite big. You know, I just thought, as most, I'm sure people do think, has anyone tried this? Will I be the first to explore? Because can you imagine if you could find an alternative to tobacco which was as good, not just an alternative, but something that was as good, that merits the same pleasure, that has not been attacked and given restrictions by a government. Can you imagine? Now I've got to find my lighter. And here it is. It's always exciting trying a new tobacco. And I wanted to do it on the Naked Englishman rather than in the pipe one, because I just felt like now was the time to do it. So I'm lighting it. And smoking it. Well, it is a very light tobacco. It's not an aromatic. It's a very natural. That's what I would say. Howl of the wind. It's a very natural smoke, actually. You're getting, there's a sort of freshness. Maybe because I have been scything and cutting grass and fiddling around with grass recently. It's a very, as I say, it's a light smoke. Maybe it's too light, I don't know. I'm going to use my brass temper here. It's the sort of thing you could smoke all day long, I can tell you that much. That's a worry, isn't it? Anyway, there we are, that's it. 23 minutes, I bored you, Rigid, I do apologise. I'll get this uploaded. Keep bunging stuff onto the SE. And get some dinner going.